I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are... Hey, Big Kev here, New York Comic Con 2013. I have a very, very special guest. It is actually an oldie time friend of mine, Nick Dalek. Right?
Hi, folks. Yep.
And Nick and I are friends. Actually, Nick's brother, Stefan, and I, very good friends. We actually painted a house together over one summer. Well, let's be honest, we painted Nick's father's house together over one summer, and it was the best summer job I ever had.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that? You
I didn't know that.
Your parents' house?
I must have been away at the time.
I think you were away at the
yeah.
time. And, but something I found out really recently about Nick inspired me to have Nick on the program, and that is Nick Dalek is the co-owner of the Little Lebowski store in Manhattan.
Yep.
And for those of you that don't know, the movie The Big Lebowski, huge cult following. They even have their own convention now.
Yes, called Lebowski Fest.
Lebowski Fest. Yeah. And unbeknownst to me, is I knew there was a little shop that just specialized in Big Lebowski merchandise. I knew it was in New York. I wanted to get there and see it. What I didn't know is that I knew one of the co-owners.
Small world.
It is indeed small world. So tell us, how on earth did you decide this is the business I must be in?
It came to me in a vision. Actually, we opened the store in 2007 as a souvenir and gift shop called Nick and Preston's Imaginarium and Gift Shop. Roy Preston is my business partner. It's mostly his idea. We very immediately ran into problems. The street was blocked off a week after we opened, and that kind of cut off all the tourist traffic. We were trying to get trying to survive. For a while, we became a comic book shop, but that it really didn't work. That turned out the big fan following we had for comic books consisted of about five guys who would show up on Wednesday, sit on the floor and read their comics and not buy anything.
That doesn't work.
Right.
Not a business model that can continue.
No, it was just terrible. We had to borrow money from the bank just to pay the rent, which destroyed my credit rating. Eventually we were cut off. We were about to be evicted, probably just a few months away from that, when the fence finally came down, the tourists came back to Thompson Street, and we saw, okay, the Europeans seem to be the ones with the money, and they're actually more interested in T-shirts than anything else
right.
that we have in the store. So we borrowed a little money from our parents, got a few more T-shirts in, and at one point, two of them had Big Lebowski quotes on them, and I thought, nobody's going to buy those. Nobody saw that movie. Yeah, we saw it when...
Boy, were you wrong.
Yeah, boy, was I wrong. How wrong I was. Death to Ming, sorry.
Yeah, we should say Nick is dressed as an awesome Ming the Merciless from the 1980 Flash Gordon movie.
Pathetic earthlings. Who can save you now?
So when did you make the decision to go all or mostly Lebowski?
That was pretty much it there. Holy cow. That's when we suddenly started hearing all these things about the Big Lebowski. Turned out, no, we saw it when it premiered, and we were not terribly impressed. We're both big Coen Brothers fans, but didn't think it was one of their better outings. And
I bet you love it now.
Well, it's the dude saved our business. We heard about, Lebowski Fest. You guys go to Lebowski Fest? What? Are you guys dudists? Namaste. Somebody made a religion out of this?
Yes.
And, we love the dude in Italy. We call him a Drugo. Wow, he's internationally famous. Huge in Europe. It's incredible. And we got a few more Lebowski things. And over the next few months, the dude just sort of took over the store. We changed the name to the Little Lebowski Shop. And now we're listed in some of the tour guides.
Nice.
Great. Yes.
So
We saw, now there was a documentary or was it Great Performers on PBS?
Good guess. It was American Masters.
American Masters.
Yeah.
And they followed the dude around,
well,
Jeff Bridges.
They interviewed Jeff Bridges. They actually brought him to the store. He didn't just wander in at random. It was PBS brought him over, but they made it look like a chance meeting,
like
I guess.
Like a chance encounter.
Yeah, hardly anything you see on TV is really a chance. And
well, that must have been a thrill.
Well, let me see. I missed the whole thing. I was teaching that day.
Right.
But Roy was there, and he got pretty excited. If you go to our website, thelittlelebowskishop.com, there's a clip. There's a link leading right to a video clip of that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you can see that. I heard a rumor that he stopped in the store on his own sometime later, and I think he was... I think somebody was interviewing him, and he mentioned this, and he... mentioned that he wasn't recognized or something. And if that's the case, I apologize. That was probably me running the store. I am not very good at recognizing faces. And if nobody...
Especially if you're looking at it all day. Well, I bet everybody starts to look a little bit like the dude when you're surrounded by him all the time.
Yeah, that also, he doesn't look like the dude in the movie. The movie was made 13 years ago.
Sure.
He's not going to go around in a bathrobe or with that sweater. And if he didn't introduce himself, I wouldn't know he was somebody else. I mean, I'm sure I greeted him and welcomed him to the store and invited him to look around. Sorry if he was expecting a kind of a more fan-like reaction.
A bow down, if you will.
Yeah, right.
No, I have to say, I did meet the dude myself.
Oh, what was he
when
like?
He was at Sirius XM Radio.
I heard he's a really nice guy.
He was up there playing music from the...
yes, we have his CDs.
Movie. Yeah.
Oh, from the movie?
From
Crazy Heart.
From Crazy Heart.
Okay,
yeah,
that's right.
He actually did a live set at Sirius XM, and I was lucky enough... to be invited to be there for it and get to meet and greet with him as well.
All
he signed my original Tron one sheet.
Ah,
right?
All right.
Killer.
Tron.
I found him
Prepare
to be a great guy.
Program.
So, Nick, give us the address for those who want to check out the shop.
Oh, it's 215 Thompson Street. And it's just south of Washington Square Park.
There you go. 212.
215.
215.
Yeah, 215.
Thompson Street.
Yes.
And that's New York, New York, of course.
Yep.
And where's the website they can go to check it out online?
It's www.littlelebowskishop.com. All one word.
There you go.
A lot to type in, but easy to remember.
Nick Dalek, he is the co-owner of the Little Lebowski Shop here in Manhattan. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me on,
Absolutely.
Kevin.
Absolutely. So good to see you after all these years.
All right. Oh, you too.
Take care.
All right. Thanks.